Jerry, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
I actually, driving at the butt crack of dawn, but I actually had my windows down a little bit on the drive-in. It just smelled good, you know?
Oh,
it's
yeah.
got that summer smell. And all the birds were out chirping, and I was like, oh, this is just a nice little morning drive.
Oh, it's a beautiful, beautiful feeling out there. I had my whole patio doors open morning while I was drinking my coffee.
Oh,
like,
it's relaxing.
It's beautiful.
Yeah,
it's
Katie yesterday, we were walking around during a commercial break, and I was like, how do we do the show outside? How do we make that happen?
And then
I don't think we can.
I know. I was like, wait a second. Is that an option? Can we just set up shop outside, put some chairs? We have engineers on hand. They can help us out. And then you shot it down.
Like, one, two, three, four, five computer monitors in front of me right now. And a lot of buttons. I'm like, nah.
You got your phone. You can do it. It's portable.
You know what? No joke. You can actually run the radio station from our phone. I've seen our engineer do it. It's the wildest thing.
I believe in you, Jeremy.
But you know what the problem is? I sweat. So, you know, it would only be good for about 20 minutes.
For sitting out there, you mean. You need the AC inside.
Yeah, I need a little AC. You don't want me pitting out. We could have a new feature on the morning show called The Morning Pit Out. Sniff test.
Yeah. Good.
So it was a good idea for a couple minutes.
And then
we quickly moved on. I love the time we're living in, and I also hate it.
It's the best, though. Just to be able to have that option.
A great option. Because I can't make it to the store today, so somebody's going to come drop off tacos at my front doorstep.
If you really were thinking correctly, you would have had tacos last night, though.
Yeah, I know. Taco Wednesday doesn't have the same ring.
It doesn't.
Got to do the whole Taco Tuesday thing?
Yes. It's almost required that you do it on the right day.
Yeah,
right?
I guess. What did we have last night? Oh, we had burritos. It's like a Mexican food week, I guess.
Do you know, I put peppers in my chicken with rice, and I thought I was some kind of Chef Boyardee Katie over here.
Somebody's living on the edge.
You had no idea, because I, was hesitant, right? I was like, do peppers belong in chicken with rice? And I was like, well, I got to get rid of this pepper, so I threw it in there, and lo and behold, those two go together believe, Jeremy.
What a day for Katie.
Wouldn't believe.
That is an exciting little afternoon for you.
It was a nice little upgrade to my normal pollo with rice.
Isn't it funny when you look in the fridge and you got vegetables in there that are getting super squish?
Yeah.
And especially the peppers, when you look at them and they're all wrinkly like a little old man.
Exactly.
You're like, how can I chop these up and make them edible?
Put them in something.
I'll saute them in something.
Exactly.
Shove them in my mouth and down they go.
We're going to upgrade today's dinner.
Yeah.
That's what I did.
Josh had sushi last night, it sounds like.
We went to Sushi Katsu on the recommendation of Katie.
You're welcome.
My family was trying to decide what we wanted for dinner, and everyone was like, dude, I'm craving some sushi. Like, that sounds so bomb.
Yeah.
And I was like, I know of a little place that I would love to try because of this all-you-can-eat sushi that Katie was talking about the other day. And their menu, first of all, is like almost overwhelming with how much they offer.
Yeah.
I wanted everything.
Yeah.
I wanted to try everything. We ended up getting some dragon rolls, some Philadelphia rolls, California rolls, the basics, and a couple other things. Holy crap. It was so good. I couldn't stop eating. And you do eat till you almost feel sick because you're just like, I have so much food inside me. I want to go back every day of the week.
Yeah, well,
it was so good.
And then Jeremy, he didn't even do the all-you-can-eat option. They were just ordering random rolls. But
what's a dragon roll?
The dragon roll is the cooked crab. So it's like boiled crab, the soft shell crab. So they put all the claws and everything in there.
Yeah.
And they fill that thing with as much as they can. Unbelievable. I had nine of those rolls.
Yeah. No, they're so tasty. Good. But again, the all-you-can-eat option is the way you have to go. Because
it is.
You can, get all the appetizers. You can get some noodles or rice
It's a little pricey if you don't do that. And I figured that out. So we all just kind of ordered our separate rolls and kind of shared as a family of like, ooh, that looks good. Let me grab one of those. But I do think you need to go the all-you-can-eat route. Because if you don't, you just have your one roll that you get. And then that price keeps adding up and adding up and adding up. So.
Yeah.
I think next time I'm going to do that. But there's so many other things that you can order that aren't even sushi on there.
I know.
I wanted to try the cheesy corn, but by the time I got to that part of my meal, I was like, I can't fit any cheesy corn in my body. Zero
room.
Room
for cheesy
corn.
That's
a funny line to say to yourself, right?
I can't fit any cheesy corn in my body.
Yeah, it's a pretty solid line. Time for some sports. I got a couple quick things. The World Cup kicks off tomorrow, and according to a new poll, Almost 70% of Americans just don't care. And most of those are just not even going to watch it.
I know.
I have zero interest in it. I couldn't tell you anything about the World Cup, honestly.
It's a big deal everywhere but here.
But here, right?
Yeah. So, but I'm, you know, that's the thing is I feel like hopefully this year they'll make it a big enough deal to where people realize what a big deal this is around the entire world.
It all depends on how USA does. I mean, once USA starts doing well, if they can make it to the quarterfinals and on, probably the viewership will spike. But until then,
that's a good point.
Do they have a halftime show?
They might in the later matches. I don't think they would early on. I mean, who
this
cares?
Is why it's flopping that's with Americans. This is why. Just let me know if Fergie's playing, okay? That's why.
It's going to be Shakira, obviously. Yeah, that's who performs at the World Cup.
I want Fergie. And then the other story I have really quick. This story is out about 1 in 10 adults admit that they've missed a once-in-a-lifetime moment because they were too busy messing around on their phone. And then they list everything like concerts, weddings, things with your kids. But one of the number one things is a big moment during a sporting event.
Yeah.
You're sitting there, and instead of watching the big game, you're, you know, staring down at your phone, and you miss a home run or an awesome header or an epic bunt. I'm a big fan of the bunt. Or a flea flicker. Bunt.
Yes.
And you're like, I missed it. I was on my phone.
Oh, my God. Did you see that walk? Did you see how he walked?
Oh, did you see the Rockies lose again?
Oh,
no, I was looking at my phone.
Sad day.
So anyway, the story is saying put down your phone and then just enjoy the small moments throughout life. Okay, you guys?
Live it. Love it.
Easier said than done, right?
Yes.
What else you got, Josh?
Well, I love this story. What happened last night could not have gone to a better, more deserving person. The National Hockey League announced last night that the Colorado Avalanche's very own Gabriel Landeskog was selected for both the Bill Masterton Memorial Trophy and the Mark Messier Leadership Awards for the 25-26 season. Landeskog actually became the first player in NHL history to win both of those awards and makes him the first ever to capture them in the same season. And that beautiful moment was captured on camera last night.
Gabe, I know how hard it's been, good days and bad days. You are truly one in a million.
Just want to say how happy I am for you, man. Watching you grind for 3 years to come back. You know, I'm so honored to be your teammate.
It was very hard to see you at your lowest, and I can't even imagine how difficult it truly was for you and your family.
Oh my goodness. Come here.
Congratulations from the Hockey Hall of Fame and the National Hockey League.
Oh my goodness. Wow. There's been lots of people that have helped me along the way. And just, you get nowhere in this life by yourself. You truly don't. So, very appreciative. And this is to all of them as well.
Why does it sound like
Look,
a funeral?
You can make this a sad. You can joke
it
about it.
Was,
this
right?
dude missed three full seasons of the NHL because of what happened. He got cut by Cale Makar, his own teammate, Skate. Ended up having to have surgery, underwent cartilage transplant surgery on his knee, several other surgeries to try to fix that knee up because no player has ever come back from that type of injury that he's had. He is the first to do it. I love this. Gabe is such a good guy on and off the ice. The things he's done for not only the city of Denver, but then also bringing a Stanley Cup back to the Colorado Avalanche a couple years ago.
Nice.
This dude deserves it. I wish him all the best. You can make fun of it, but
no,
I am so
it.
Happy
No,
about
I just
it.
Thought the music was a funny
it,
well,
choice.
Well,
it was sad.
I mean, again, that comeback, is you haven't seen it before, and so it
you
was
You never have.
Extremely emotional.
Well, I missed it because I was on
back.
My phone.
No, yeah, that phone. Makes sense. Here. Get off Timu.
Sorry.
Timu? It's the Zahn.
Timu?
I know you're buying stuff off Timu. I know.
There's your sports report with JKJ and Mix. I got some Taylor Swift rumors.
Ooh,
who's ready
me.
For Taylor Swift rumors?
Me.
Supposedly still Madison Square Gardens with around 1,100 to 1,200 guests. And she's expected to have a couple bridesmaids by her side. Gigi Hadid and Selena Gomez.
I love that it's Selena.
That's cute.
Me so happy.
All I've been doing is thinking about this wedding.
When there were rumors that they were feuding and they weren't besties, I was so sad about
honey.
It. So I'm glad that she's standing up next
I
to her bestie.
I was losing sleep.
Oh, thank goodness.
Oh, Lord. Speaking of Tay-Tay, she gave a surprise performance at the premiere of Toy Story 5 last night. at the Dolby Theater in Los Angeles.
She looked so good.
She looked pretty banging,
in her dress,
actually.
The white dress.
And Randy Newman was there. Yes. Not looking so good. Anyway, here's a little taste of her singing Toy Story stuff.
You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. You got your troubles.
Friend in me.
That was
really good. Huh?
Yes.
She sounded great.
They couldn't have teamed up with a better celebrity. I mean, Taylor Swift, T.S., Toy Story.
That's like, really good.
It's like they were made for each other.
Banging dress last night, too. Did you see that little dress?
She looked great.
Like she looks just spot on.
Yeah.
Just classy.
I love her.
Very classy. All right, Katie, a new report's warning that the Social Security is going to become insolvent. By 2032. What does insolvent
mean?
It means they don't have enough money.
It means no more, right? Wait,
yes.
What does
that mean?
It's done. I don't like that word.
What does that mean?
Use a different word, Jeremy.
they're broke. Broke is a joke. Now, part of the problem is the lower fertility rates, reduced immigration, so there's fewer workers paying into the system, so the logical answer here is for you to have another baby. So we can get another worker out into the workforce and contribute to that Social Security.
I didn't know that was.
Well, I hear this guy from Chicago is coming back in town, so you never know what might happen. You might get a little worker out there and help us with our Social Security.
So you're saying there's a chance.
They're going to be out of money by 2032.
You know what? I will try and do my part, okay?
Thank you. Multiple
times
that weekend, from what I understand.
Yes.
Let me give you one more thing that's a local story. They say Denver is still making a serious push to host the 2028 Democratic National Convention here. And Mayor Mike Johnston, in his one jacket that he wears every winter, has compared the potential boost to 4 Super Bowls in a row, with estimates of roughly $500 million flowing into the local Denver economy. That's a lot of cash.
It is. Well, and I remember when the DNC was here last time and how much money that ran through, you know, Colorado specifically. So
yeah.
I would have to say, yeah, that's going to bring a whole lot of cash to our area if we get it.
I mean, politics aside, I mean, hotels are going to fill up, restaurants get packed, rideshare drivers get busier. There's convention centers, vendors, security personnel, all the businesses around the Denver Metro will increase because there's so many more people in town.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, I'm for it. I'm not going to be downtown when that happens.
Oh, no, but
I'll
we
stay
want
far,
it here.
Far away.
Yeah, let's bring it to our city.
City likes money. So the potential boost of 4 Super Bowls in a row.
Wow,
that's nutty. All right, what else is local?
Okay, so just real quick, the fires, I mean, off I-70 in Glenwood shut down the interstate for a while. And also, locally, there was a garage fire in Aurora, another one of those caused by lithium-ion batteries again.
Not again.
Terrifying. So remind me, that is just like someone plugging in a rechargeable battery, correct?
Yeah, or it overheats, it gets really hot in the garage, and it expands and explodes. But a lot of those, if you leave them plugged up, especially like overnight, don't do that.
Right.
You know,
that's
and catch
it.
On fire.
And that's
it
everything from like the car batteries to like lawnmowers
your drill
batteries, and stuff, right?
Anything, like, your kids' scooters,
pretty
e-bikes.
Scary.
Yeah.
Yeah, so just be aware of that can cause a fire. Mm. Also be aware of the aggressive cow elks in Estes Park is making the
you
rounds
want your sound
today.
Effect now?
Please. Thank you.
There you go.
Tis calving season. They're saying mothers are very protective right now. But the reason it's making the news is because a little apartment complex in Estes Park over the weekend, 4 different times cops had to come to this specific apartment complex because this one mother elk was just harassing everybody. Anytime someone stepped out of their door, this mom elk would charge them. And so they said they were stuck inside the whole night Saturday into Sunday. So Estes Park officials had to release a statement reminding people, stay away from the elk. They're a little angry right now.
They're a little testy.
They haven't had their morning coffee.
It's like my wife like on a Friday. She's had a long week dealing with a lot of work stuff, a kid's crap. Yeah. And she comes at you hot.
Don't approach her.
You know, you leave one pair of pants on the bedroom floor and she's coming at you like a mama elk.
Exactly. So I imagine with Knick Knack, it's the same as the elk. You leave at least double the space in between you and her.
Sometimes
maybe even triple.
Yeah,
exactly.
You'll find me in the garage with the lithium ions.
Just to be safe.
I don't want to be
just
around
to
her.
Be safe. Exactly.
She's a mean elk. She's so mean to me.
So, well, you know, you're dealing with it, and so are a lot of other people, Jeremy.
Mostly
so.
The mamas, though.
Exactly. Mostly the mamas. And then this one coming out, more than 20 drivers got flat tires yesterday. Yet another story of nails on the highway.
What keeps happening here?
I don't know. And this one happened in Greeley. They say a box of nails spilled out over Highway 34.
Second time.
It happened less than a week after
second
that similar
time.
Event near Morrison
I'm
there.
I'm suspicious.
So here's the thing. They don't know where this box of nails came from. So they don't even know. The cops were saying it was a weird situation because they didn't know who to direct the people to as far as their insurance claims and everything go. So this is another unfortunate scenario where it looks like the driver's probably going to have to take care of this themselves. And anyone who's had to get four new tires
$1,000 plus, you know,
that is, man, that hurts the wallet.
The last one, there was a video, I think, of it falling off like a flatbed or something.
Exactly, and that they were able to say that was an accident, and I think that one was a little bit better than this one, where, again, they don't know why it happened, they don't know where it happened or who did it, so, yeah, it's a lot of unanswered questions for those
that
drivers.
Would I would sound like this.
I know. That's an angry Jer.
You ever done that thing when you're walking behind somebody and you put your foot on the heel of their shoe and their heel comes out and you're like, flat tire!
Yeah.
Flat tire!
I see you doing that to a
lot
of people.
Flat tire!
That is like right up your alley. I think that, you know, you'll never grow out of that.
I do it a lot.
Either that or going behind someone and taking the back of their knee out.
Suspecting it. Or you kick their leg over so it hooks on the other leg.
Exactly.
Flat tire!
Jeez,
this is why my wife hates me by Friday afternoon. I'll tell you that much.
There's my high hype.
You're up to date with JKJ at Mix.